According to the United Nations, fewer than half of the AIDS patients in Africa have access to life-saving medicines. With funding for AIDS treatment under serious pressure, researchers are looking at cheaper and more simple ways to get AIDS care to those who need it. But cheap and simple need not mean inferior. In the largest HIV clinical trial done to date in Africa, scientists found that patients get little benefit from the expensive routine lab tests used to monitor AIDS treatment in wealthy countries. From northern Uganda, Tom Gibb reports.
More than 100 villagers wait at the HIV clinic at Patongo in northern Uganda. The district is typical of much of Africa, with vast distances, scattered villages, and often impassable dirt roads. 14% of the population here are infected with the AIDS virus. The clinic is the only place distributing life-saving antiviral medicines, so villagers make great efforts to get here. Among those waiting are Christina Chan and her new baby. A week after giving birth, Christine has just walked almost 40 miles from her village to get the medicines against AIDS.
It takes me 2 days to get here and 2 days to get back. I ask for shelter to sleep on the way, but there is often no food for me. It is very difficult, but I do this because I want to get treatment and be healthy so that I can look after my children.
Christine's husband died of AIDS 3 months ago. There's still no cure, but antiviral drugs can keep the virus in check. Christine says many others in her village have AIDS.
I try to persuade them to come for treatment, but they find it very difficult to travel this far. Some have died because of this. My sister-in-law died recently.
One of the reasons that Christine and others can't turn to clinics in their own villages for drugs that fight HIV is that many current protocols demand patients undergo regular blood tests to make sure the medicines are working and to check for side effects. But these tests are expensive and require sophisticated laboratories, available only in cities in Africa. In the newly released clinical trial data, scientists in Uganda, Zimbabwe and Britain have found that in fact these tests do little to extend survival rates. Doctors working on the study, known as DART, say they've shown it's safe to give treatment in village clinics rather than make patients travel to centres with laboratories. Dr. Sisi Kityo is one of the DART investigators.
After we've trained healthcare workers and we are providing good supervision and support, we are able to provide HIV treatment with good clinical monitoring to many more patients close to where they live.
This approach, however, is controversial. When the results were announced this month at an international AIDS conference in South Africa, some said it would create a double standard of treatment between rich and poor nations. But doctors at the centres where the research was carried out say that unless funding for AIDS is increased dramatically, then doing routine testing means having to turn away some of those needing treatment. This is already happening. Most of the treatment in Uganda is paid for by PEPFAR, the special fund set up in 2003 by President Bush. But PEPFAR programmes in the country are being told not to take on new patients. At the Joint Clinical Research Centre in Kampala, this woman says her two-month-old baby has been able to get treatment for AIDS, but there's no place on the adult programme for her, even though she's showing the first symptoms. She has no money to pay for medicines, so she's planning to go back to her village. The clinic's adherence officer, Helen Nachambadi, says this case is typical.
I must say the patients are desperate. One patient said, "It looks like you guys have decided that my wife dies and I continue living because you cannot take up into care." I remember all I said was, "No, we love both of you, but our hands are tied because of limited funding."
The center's director, Professor Peter Majeni, has recently been in Washington to argue against the policy of capping numbers of patients. He says that recent findings, like the DART study, show that they can make existing budgets go further.
Everybody appreciates that there is a global financial crisis. DART has shown that there could be some cost-saving measures out of not doing unnecessary tests, and the savings from this could go towards treating an increased number of patients who are in desperate need for their very survival.
As many as 4 million more Africans currently need AIDS treatment. Without the medicines, they'll almost certainly die. Doctors facing this crisis say they hope more funding can be found, but they say they'll also need to learn to treat more people for the same amount of money. For NPR News, I'm Tom Gibb in Uganda.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.